You and I know I've stressed this quite often, but I'm going to do it again today. Because you need to understand this about who you are. And I think that Christians, and I think that the human race altogether, so often don't think of it this way. And I'm talking about the think of, I'm talking about thinking of who you are. Now, you and I need to realize and remember this. Now, I know we said, and we sort of go over it and say, yeah, you're right. But no, I want you to really dwell in your heart, in your spirit, on what I'm getting ready to tell you. From the beginning of time, prior to even, because with God there's no such thing, God had already set in his heart that he was going to create the human race. Now, it is impossible for you or me to be able to grasp all of creation, every element, every part of creation. I want you to know that it is such a multiplicity of parts that you cannot number them. It is such a vast domain that God has. But God chose, before any of it ever began, to make you the most special of any element that was ever to be created by him. You. Now, I'm not just talking about the human race, Brother Randy. I'm talking about you as an individual. Me as an individual. God picked you and created you to be different. And we didn't let him down on that one, did we? You just ask the ones that really love you. You are different. That's because God created us that way. But now, from that time, God told the prophets, I want you to tell all that are created the story to come about their life. I want them to understand exactly how important that each individual truly is to me. And that one day, I'm going to send my son, and at the point that I send my son will begin to minister, and at a point in his ministry, he will pour out my Holy Spirit into the heart of each living human being. I am going to come down, and I'm going to dwell within you as an individual. And I'm the one that's going to lead you and direct you in the ministry that I give you, because you are an individualist and you are the personality I've created you to be. But Lord, why couldn't I be sweeter? Oh, we got too many sweet people now. You need to be exactly what I've created you to be. You know, you got to have a little salt. You got to have a little pepper. And God said, I've created each one of you as a part. And I've molded you together. But I want you to realize something. What I'm getting ready to read to you this morning in this message, as your search goes on for the joy that you think you have missed. You didn't miss the joy of Christ. You may not recognize him, but you didn't miss him. God's not going to let you miss. And at the point that Christ was to come, he said, I'm going to guarantee that generation. It's called a church age. Generation of the church, you're still living in it. It began at the birth of Christ, when the Holy Spirit was poured out by God on his children. That church age was sealed. Oh, what a blessed age it is. All the angels in heaven wish they could understand it, but they can't. They wanted to be a part of this. They don't understand it. It's offered to the unique personality that God has created. He gave you freedom to choose. He's shown you right. He shows you wrong. And he gives us a guidebook. Don't do the wrong. Do the right. But when you do the wrong, I'll be thou. Do you know that God loves you when you're right and when you're wrong? Just because you have a bad case of the stupids does not mean that God ever will. He knows you're his child. You're unique. There'll never be another like you. One of a kind. And he said, this is how important you are to all the others. I created you special. And I have placed within you a joy that is so great, I don't want you to forget it. A joy that is so powerful, why, you can't even speak of it. That joy is unspeakable. And it's full of glory. Glory meaning glorifying God. But he said, I'm giving it to you, this generation. Of all the other elements created, God looks at nature. Nature, this is what you do. And nature does it. Nature goes off the cliff sometimes. But that's what nature does. He tells the stars in heaven, this is what you do. And they do it. There's no give and take. You are the only of God's creation, the only of God's creation that he gave the opportunity to be able not only to receive his love, but to love him back. And you have a choice. Do I choose love? Do I choose the world? Many have made so many poor choices. But in our search for joy, God said, I want you to know that there is a joy that I will place in you that nothing else in creation can have. You need to listen to me. Nothing else created can have the type of joy that God has made and created for you. Only you. See, I can't have your joy. God created a joy for you that is made up for your, or let's do it this, for your DNA. God did the mapping of the body. And God says, this is the joy. This is what's going to bring you joy. Have you noticed what brings different people what they call joy? It could be a quilt for ladies who love to quilt. Oh, I have some joy in sitting down and doing this with my hands. And I have such joy because it drives my husband nuts when I'm doing it. But each individual then is given that special joy. I want you to hear how special it truly is. 1 Peter chapter 1. I'm going to start with verse 3. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope. That's for your personality, that living hope for you. Through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead and into an inheritance that can never perish. I have an inheritance that can never perish. When I said yes to Jesus, I got it. Oh man, folks, are you wealthy? You got the joy, joy, joy right down in your heart. It can never perish, spoil, or fade. Kept in heaven for you. Now you hearing me? Kept in heaven for you. My joy is kept by God. Jesus died for my joy, and I'm happy about it. Happiness is an emotion. Joy that I'm talking about is a relationship. A relationship direct to Christ himself. It said, when I pour out my spirit in you, joy will fill your heart. Who through faith are shielded by God's power. Don't mess with one of God's children. Until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed. That's until the second coming of Christ, when it is completed. In the last time, in this, you greatly rejoice. Though now, for a little while, you may have to suffer grief and all kinds of trials. Man, that's scriptural, huh? You got that one too? These have come so that your faith of greater worth than gold, which perishes, even though refined by fire, may be proved genuine and may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Though you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with joy unspeakable and full of glory. I kicked an old English term in on that one. That's the King James. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. All the way down to my very being. You are receiving the goal of your faith, the salvation of your soul. You're receiving. It's a continual process. I'm saved. I was saved at 8 years old. The Lord saves me every day from myself. Saves me from the world. Saves me from so much heartache. Allows me to go through the heartache and saves me from the devastation that normally comes. Concerning this salvation, the prophets who spoke of the grace that was to come to you, they searched intently and with the greatest care. Listen, trying to find out the time and circumstance to which the Spirit of Christ in them was pointing when he predicted the sufferings of Christ and the glories that would follow. It was revealed to them that they were not serving themselves, but you. They was telling the story, the prophets were, about what's to come for the church age, for you, for me. They were telling the story. You and I are the first resurrected with Christ. In the rapture, we're the ones that go with them, not the prophets. And they couldn't understand it, yet they believed it, even though they didn't see it. What a blessed time to be born. When they spoke of the things that have not been told you by those who have preached the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven. Now listen, even angels long to look into these things. Folks, listen to me. Slide one, David. Go to the joy source. Psalm 43, verse 4. I will go to God, the source of all my joy. You must begin with God. The source of your joy is in him. And Christ is in him. And we are in Christ. And together we stand strong and we stand firm and we stand boldly for the truth of Almighty God. Come on, I got joy, joy, joy down in my heart. A joy that is there. It doesn't matter about the pain. Doesn't matter about the trials and tribulations. It's joy, joy, joy. Powerful. Joy. And the Lord says, that joy I give you, you're going to hang on to. As a matter of fact, now I know that you're going to really go out and do some dumb stuff. This is paraphrasing. But I want you to understand this. I'm saved that joy for you right here in heaven. I got you saved, Larry. I got a hold of you. Larry, you're not holding on to me. You can't. You'll get too weak. You'll slip. But I have you. I got you. You're my child. Why would I not be joyous? What can the world do to me? What can man do to me that can take away that joy? I baptized your husband right up there on Thanksgiving morning. I did. I'm going to get to see him. I'm going to get to see him again. You too. Easter. What did I say?
You said Thanksgiving.
Yeah, Easter. Thanksgiving is what we gave when I baptized him on Easter. That's right. Easter, Sunday morning. See, that's the joy to know I can never lose that personality in my life. Folks, if we're separated, it's only for a short period of time. And we're not even that. How many people that you truly love that are part of you that have gone on is not a part of your thinking all the time? And when you're walking around in life, does not something remind you of that loved one? Does not someone around you say, you're just like him? You're just like that individual. Sometimes you say, thank you. And sometimes you go, oh. But that's okay. Because you see, it's in who I know, not what I know. I happen to know Jesus Christ, and he promised the church age this. There's an age coming. He's telling the prophets. The prophets are writing all of this down, and the prophets are declaring the Christ to come, and they did not understand at all what they were talking about. But they spoke the word of God. They did not know what they were talking about. They could not imagine it. They told of the coming of Christ, and not a one of them lived to get to see it. And yet that glorious day came. The day when all of humanity was going to be blessed. Even those who didn't care whether they were blessed or not. God blessed you. You're blessed. You're blessed to know a Christian. You're blessed to know that someone is praying for you just like you are. This is why, Brother Randy, that it is so dangerous to step and to trod on the blood of Christ. Christ comes and he says, I offer you eternal life. I've come to bring you peace. I've come to bring you joy. I've come to shed my blood so you won't have to. I've come to take your punishment. I've come to love you and to allow you to love me back. I've come to indwell you. It doesn't matter where you go. I will be with you continually, always. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I will be with you. And then God says, for the individual that will walk away from such love, 'twould have been better that they'd never been born. Think of that. That's frightening, folks. That's why to me it's urgent. Those who are listening, whether whatever country you're in, you're listening. It's not an accident that you're listening. It's all about God's plan. It's all about the joy of Christ that he's wanting to tell the world about. And declares unto us, you stand up and you preach it. Larry, I do not hold you responsible for anyone that walks away when you preach it. But I will hold you responsible if you refuse to preach it. I don't want that one, boys. No. He says, tell the truth. You know, what's so bad about this truth? Think about it. Jesus loves you. Oh, you know, I'm so hesitant to tell someone that. Really? There's people out there that don't care if anybody would love them. They just love to hear the word love. For in their whole life, they see bitterness and hatred and yelling and cursing and pushing away. Beatings. And the Lord sends you and says, hey, you tell them you love them. You give them a hug. Buy them a candy bar. Rot their teeth. Let them know that you care. Because I want them to understand that there's love somewhere. And that love somewhere comes direct from the heart of God. And God says, I will reach into their spirit and I will touch them. When they stand before me, they will stand without excuse. For I will have revealed myself to them. Do you realize how hard it is to go to hell? I've got a red flag flying up every time I start to do something I know better than to do. God warns us. And then in the process of warning, he says, I want to give you peace and joy. You got to walk by peace, joy, love. You got to get around it to even get to hell. And yet, why do we run from that? It's down inside. We still want to be in charge. I want to be in charge of me. I want to pull myself up by my bootstraps. I got news for you. The time is coming when you won't even have the straps to pull yourself up with. Then what? When you're unable to move. When you're unable to take care of yourself. Then what? I know Jesus. And if Jesus doesn't do it himself, he'll send someone who will. When I admit that I can't, he says, good. Now let me show you how much I love you. You got to fight that to go to hell. You got to fight that. God said, I would that all would be saved, that none should perish. But you got to tell them the truth, Larry. That true joy must be within them. It's nothing that they can buy. It's not what they see. It's not an emotion. It's a relationship with me. And when you've got Jesus in your heart, joy unspeakable and full of glory. What pain can overshadow that? What word from anyone can pull you and me away from this fact? You were created in God's image, a special individual, a special human being, for a special purpose in God's time. And he says, and I love you, and I will give you the words to speak. I'll take care of all that goes against you. Don't you worry about it. Preach my word. We're living in a generation of distrust, vileness, selfishness, pure cruelty, pure evil. But I got news for you. Christian, it can't touch you. Do you really believe that Satan wants to mess in your house where Jesus lives? Really? Lord already threw him out of heaven. Satan's smart. He's smart enough to stay away from it. Where Jesus is, the devil ain't going. So Jesus says, keep me as the joy of your existence. You see, you and I look for joy in life. God says, I've given you joy in eternity. Joy that's going to supersede all else in your life. You're hurting now. You're broken. You're missing those loved ones so much. But there's a supper time coming, and we're going to eat together. Oh, you talk about a meal. And God says, all the foolishness that this world's offered, it will never come to your mind again. You know all those things you got going around up here in your brain? People said, yes. Don't you understand that the brain, there's your spirit? No, I believe a wise man once said that brain is simply the scribe for the spirit. What is up there is a storage place. But what's in me and you, that's real. Now I want you to listen to number 5, David. Know your victory is guaranteed. That's true joy here. I am sure that God, Philippians 1 verse 6, I am sure that God who began the good work within you, who began it? God will continue his work until it is finally finished on that day. Anytime you see on that day in the New Testament or the Old Testament, it is the second coming of Christ. On that day when Christ Jesus comes back again. He said, I got you. So just be about my business. Because I give you peace. I give you joy. I give you happiness. I give you hope. All tied together with that joy unspeakable and full of glory. So joy is not what I feel. It's not a smile on my face. How many times you smiled when you knew you were hurting and dying on the inside? You were so broken, but you would smile. Huh? People say, oh, they're handling this well. No, we're not. You don't handle disappointment well. You don't handle a loss of a loved one well. You just deal with it. Right? And you put on a face, a persona. The mask comes out. But down deep within you, there's a spark burning. A spark that Almighty God placed there. A spark of joy eternal. And it is on that spark, on that joy, that I will see you in heaven. What a peace. Don't turn away. You know that the Lord is offering you an opportunity. Folks, listen to me. When God takes time out of eternity to touch your heart, really? You're going to walk away from that kind of love and then whine about it later? Don't work that way. How many times has the Lord offered you the opportunity to say yes to Him? Well, you got another opportunity in just a moment to correct it all, because you can say yes to Jesus right where you are. You can come down that aisle and you can say, I've accepted Christ as Lord and Savior in my life. I want to follow Him. And you see, when you make that public, Jesus makes public in heaven. That's why there's shouting in heaven over one soul that's saved. They're paying attention. Are you? What's Satan done for you? What's this world done for you? What has anyone done for you compared to what Christ is doing in you? That's God's Word. And it doesn't get better than God's Word. Let's pray. Father, we thank You for the blessings You give us, for the joy that's unspeakable. So powerful, Father, such joy. Nothing can take that away from us. No personality can overshadow it. There's no strength in heaven or hell that can supersede the joy that's unspeakable that You have placed within our inner being. We praise You, Father, and truly give You thanks as we now make commitments in service to You. Thank You for that joy, for that eternity, for Jesus. It's in His name we ask the blessing. Amen.